If Detta asks him, he'll surely stay, for she's never been to his liking. If Susanna asks him, why then I don't know. Just like that, Detta was gone. She would be back. Susanna understood now that she would never be entirely free of Detta Walker, and that was all right, because she no longer wanted to be. But for now, she was gone.
"Oi," she said gently, "will you come with me, honey? It maybe we'll find Jake again. Maybe not quite the same, but still."
Oi, who had been almost completely silent during their trek across the Badlands and the White Lands of Empathica and the open rangelands, now spoke.
"Ake?"
he said. But he spoke doubtfully, as one who barely remembers, and her heart broke. She had promised herself she wouldn't cry, and Detta all but guaranteed she wouldn't cry. But now Detta was gone, and the tears were here again.
"Jake," she said. "You remember Jake, Honeybunch? I know you do. Jake and Eddie?
Ake? Ed?"
With a little more certainty now, he did remember.
"Come with me,"
she urged, and Oi started forward as if he would jump up in the cart beside her. Then, with no idea at all why she should say it, she added, "There are other worlds than these." Oi stopped as soon as the words were out of her mouth. He sat down. Then he got up again, and she felt a moment of hope. Perhaps there could still be some little Ka-Tet. A Dantiti-Tet in some version of New York where folks drove Takuro spirits and took pictures of each other drinking Nazula with their Shinaro cameras. Instead, Oi trotted back to the gunslinger and sat beside one battered boot. They had walked far, those boots, far. Miles and wheels, wheels and miles. But now their walking was almost done.